anybody that has a problematic septic tank and can get it fixed for within the grant should register their septic tank at this point in time, because if they don't register the septic tank before the 1st of February, they will be unable to avail of the grant. The other situation that people might be unaware of, a lot of older people that have had their septic tank before they actually had maybe a washing machine or your dishwasher, the grey water coming out of them equipment will be going into the ordinary surface water, and this is not connected to a septic tank. So they need to get that water treated, because if they haven't that treated, they are actually causing a pollution to the environment.
The EPA's conditions and the EPA's criteria for tanks haven't yet been published, and many people are saying it would be unwise to register tanks until those criteria have been made public.
That's one of the major problems that we do have. Like, it's a catch-22 situation, but there is no point in waiting until they publish the actual ideas, you know, because it's too late come the month of March if the requirement that the government are seeking appears on the 20th of March and you go then and say, listen, look, I want to register. It's too late. It's after the 1st of February that you will be unable to avail of the grant at that point in time.
The other fear is that people may register and qualify for a grant of up to €4,000, but if the work actually costs substantially more than that, they may find themselves significantly out of pocket and can't afford that in these current times.
What we are doing is we are going to advise people at these public meetings to get a person, a professional person, to come out, have a look at what is required. They'll be able to give you a price. If you can see that you can avail of the grant and that grant covers the work, I would advise them people to get to the stations and register their tank before the 1st of February.